This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We talked a little bit about the Chinese economy in the numbers a couple of minutes ago. Fears their recovery is slowing because of Delta, mostly. That's the macro picture. But there is a lot going on over there right now that's more self-inflicted. Case in point, Beijing's antitrust investigations into some of that country's giant technology companies and tightening up on policies for some other industries as well, academic tutoring among them. And that, in turn, is raising some questions about the future of China's $120 billion education sector. More now from Marketplace's Jennifer Peck in Shanghai.
When U.S. investors sold off millions of dollars worth of Chinese education stocks last month, math tutor Ding Weizhao taught as normal in central China. But he was anxious.
I was worried I could lose my job.
He works at a so-called cram school, like a test prep center. Regulatory changes to the tutoring industry had been rumored for months, but no one expected the policy to be this sweeping. Again, Ding Weizhao.
Cram schools are no longer allowed to publicly list and raise funds, so that restricts their development.
The policy also blocks tutoring of core subjects, like math and English, on weekends and holidays, and bans any online courses for children ages 6 and under. Xiong Peng is a stock trader.
China hopes to reform its primary and secondary school system in a big way. The first is to provide equal education opportunity from big cities to the poor countryside, although what officials want to do and how they do it might be contradictory.
For example, the policy puts limits on online tutoring, even though, he says, that is the best way for children in remote villages to access quality education.
The second reason for the policy is to strengthen the control and guidance of education for future generations. Students now spend more and more time in extracurricular courses, but the government can't control how these are taught.
Stock prices for Chinese education firms listed in the U.S. plummeted by 70% or more last month. Investors feel there's too much uncertainty with Chinese regulations. But don't panic just yet. Again, stock trader Xiong Peng.
Policy is one thing in China, but how it's implemented is more important.
And it varies across China. Local officials in eastern Anhui province were filmed earlier this month going after a suspected illegal tutoring center. After knocking on a door and receiving no answer for 10 minutes, one man kicks down the door. He screams in front over a dozen children, while another man grabs the tutor almost as if it's a drug raid. The center is accused of defying COVID-19 prevention measures and for not having a proper teaching license under the new policy. But over in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen, Zhuanci's tutoring school has been operating as normal. And he says he will make adjustments if he needs to.
If we aren't allowed to tutor core subjects on weekends, then we'll have to teach them from Mondays to Fridays. And on weekends, we could teach subject-related classes like Rubik's Cube, which is related to math, or Chinese calligraphy and reading, which are related to learning Chinese.
A few tutoring schools have closed their doors. The government says the policy aims to reduce the education costs and stress for families like Qing Beibei, a mom of one.
The policy is good for ordinary folks like us who don't have that much money and time for tutoring classes.
And if moms like her aren't burdened with education costs, the government hopes they will have a second or third child, which would boost the declining birth rate. But Qing Beibei says one is already a handful. And while she doesn't like the idea of tutoring classes, she thinks her son might need them when he takes the big exams for high school and college.
The competition is between families. If someone's child went to a tutoring class and got a good exam score, other parents will follow. If their children have this, then so will mine.
And this attitude may ensure the tutoring industry won't go away anytime soon. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.